Dear Noir listeners, I'm Harshita Jain, the host of Postmortem, the Indian Noir After Show. And I have here with me Nikesh Murli, the host of Indian Noir. Hi Nikesh, how are you doing?
Thanks Harshita. Hello to you and welcome back to your hosting duties. I'm sure Indian Noir listeners are delighted to hear your voice again on the show. And it's a wonderful occasion. We are here to do Postmortem for His Night Begins, which has completed its golden run, just had its season finale last weekend. And we are here trying to cherish storytelling during a very difficult period for most of the world, indeed our listeners. So my heart goes out to you. We are all suffering in various ways during this COVID crisis, some more so than the other. So you have my sympathies. I hope the storytelling content that Indian Noir is delivering has offered some solace to you in these difficult times. But know that my thoughts are with you. That being said, in terms of what I'm doing, like a lot of people, I'm working from home. It's a new world, you know, adjusting to working from home and some of the technical issues that come along with that. And it's just a period of massive adjustment. But the lockdown is easing and there is light at the end of the tunnel now. So I'm hoping and praying that we can get through this period fairly quickly with very little harm done to our lives and livelihoods. And we can get back to living our normal lives. And Indian Noir will always be a companion to your life journey, entertaining you with stories in crime and horror and dark fantasy. It's great to be here celebrating the opportunity to tell stories for Indian Noir listeners.
Now that you've delivered the series finale of His Night Begins, do you feel content? Do you feel like you can finally take that long-deserved break?
As they say, Harshita, there is no rest for the wicked. So I am constantly dreaming up stories and projects to entertain our dear listeners. And part of the reason why this is the case is because there are so many stories in the crime and horror and dark fantasy genres that haven't been explored by Indian creative houses, either due to a lack of commitment or a lack of vision or interest. I don't know what it is. So often they miss out on some of these genres being populated by Indian contexts, our cultural milieu, characters who are our skin color, who have problems that are unique to our country. So there is such a demand for these stories, as Indian Noir's success has proven. And, you know, it is my responsibility as a storyteller to use my lifetime to build a body of work to cater to this audience. I cannot control external circumstances and how other artists or artistic houses treat our cultural and literary heritage. what I can do is play my part as an artist to try and contribute as much as possible to our literary heritage, to the best of my abilities. And thankfully, Indian Noir listeners are very supportive, and they want more content in this space. And so there is no period for me to sort of, you know, rest. Even when there is an episode coming out that weekend, I am engaged in promoting what's coming up ahead, or working, plotting, writing, rewriting, editing, looking at new ways to improve the production capabilities of Indian Noir, all in the service of our valued listeners who I'm so grateful that they lend 15 to 30 minutes of their time every week to commit to listening to our stories. And so, you know what, I think I'm going to put this out as a post at one stage, but the Indian Noir guarantee is that there will always be an episode for you on a regular basis, unless A, I am dead, B, there are actual production issues with relation to the equipment, or, you know, there's a power failure, or there's an internet issue, or some of the plugins are not working. And C, if I feel like the written script, which is the most important component of these stories, is not up to scratch. They have to meet the lofty standards of Indian Noir and the exacting measurements that Indian Noir listeners put on these stories. If it doesn't meet that criteria, then it doesn't deserve to be produced. So I make sure that, you know, I spend time producing content that values their time. That's the most important motto. So yeah, long-winded way of saying, we are not stopping. We are go, go, go in the pursuit of perfection.
Virat Nariman is one of the most iconic characters in Indian crime fiction. I'm sure this is a tough goodbye.
Yeah, it is a very tough goodbye, Harshita. And, you know, Virat Nariman's been a part of my life for so long. And I've mentioned this in previous episodes of Postmortem and in other interviews I've given to media outlets and podcasts that, you know, it's been my life's work for nearly a decade. And it was a tough goodbye, but I think a very deserving end to a great character, and the other characters that surround him who have become very popular amongst Indian Noir listeners. But that is also the quality of a good story, that it has a definitive end, that it doesn't get dragged along because of its popularity. And it attained a natural thematic end. And by that, what I mean is there are some thematic questions that are asked in season one, which have been examined through a series of events over the last three seasons. And I believe across those adventures, across those tragedies, across those triumphs, we have come to the point where we can answer those questions. And final few episodes, they attempt to provide a good enough answer to those questions. And, you know, it's been a wonderful journey, but a very difficult goodbye. And not just because of my involvement in writing it. You know, it's been such an important part of Indian Noir and Indian Noir listeners. Indian Noir listeners have been woven into the fabric of that story. In literally, I mean, you know, Aman Gurdwani, I posted about this the other day, is inspired by another Aman in real life, who's a listener, who was the head of Audio Boom when Indian Noir originally started. He's a valued listener. He's a huge fan of the show, and I'm so grateful for people like him continuing to follow the show. But also the other, to give you another example, one of the many examples, but I'm just, you know, in the interest of time, I'm going to stick to just one more. Arpita, the final character that appears in the show, is based on Arpita Tripathi, who is a listener, who's a valued listener, who, you know, in the beginning days of Indian Noir, I used to post an episode once every few months. And she would be one of those people who would message me on Instagram and say, hey, when's the next one coming out? I really want to know what happens next. So in a lot of ways, if, you know, listeners like that didn't show the interest, I don't know if Indian Noir would have been the success that it is now and would have, and his notebook, I don't know if it would have continued on for 3 seasons. So really a sad goodbye to the story, the character, but also the stories of the amazing listeners who have built such a wonderful relationship with the show. And Virat Nariman is certainly an iconic character in Indian crime fiction, because I think he has amassed such a following over these, you know, 11 hours of storytelling. People write into me all the time and say, you know, please don't finish off the story. Really would like to see further adventures from him. That's definitely a mark of an iconic character. Someone who's really managed to find a place in the hearts of the listeners. So I think in time as well, as time progresses as well, we will find that that His Night Begins as a story will be remembered as one of those milestones in Indian crime fiction that celebrates not my genius, but the fact that Indian crime stories are great. And, you know, we've been producing these for decades. It's just that this exists in the podcast medium. Yes, I am very pleased with the final product and the fact that so many people love the story and the character. So I will take that compliment. Iconic. That's good.
So what is on the cards? What can the listeners expect from Indian Noir?
Ah, my favorite question to answer. And obviously, I'm not going to give you all the secrets, but needless to say, you've been seeing the promos for Bhankad. So that Bhankad is coming up soon, which is a one-shot horror story. And the reason why I'm bringing up the one-shot there is because, you know, writing long-term, long-form shows, the ones that last for 14, 15 episodes and are across multiple seasons, it can get very exhausting. So I'm going to have a period where, you know, I will go and explore some mini-series shows. And by that I mean these are, you know, 6 to 7 episodes in length and, you know, contained stories. They could be series or they could be one-off things, like Bhangad, for example. So I think coming up for the foreseeable future is a series of these mini-series events, which, and you know, our listeners are going to really enjoy, because there are crime stories, there are horror stories, and most importantly, for the first time, there will be dark fantasy stories. So this has been something that's been asked of Indian Noir a lot, and, you know, I've just been waiting for the right time to do this. There are multiple announcements in this space, by the way, so very exciting times ahead for people who love fantasy and have wanted to hear a dark fantasy on Indian Noir. But also in the crime and horror space, I mean, you're just going to be blown away by the variety of stories that are going to come out. You know, all I can say in the crime space is you may be looking at a military thriller. I'm neither going to confirm nor deny that. You'll have to wait and watch. You know, I like to keep my surprises, but, you know, consider that a heads up. Horror-wise, I think this is going to be a great period for people who enjoy horror on Indian Noir. And that's the biggest draw card, if I'm honest, on Indian Noir. People like the crime stories, but, you know, there's plenty of listeners who just tune in for the horror. And I think I'm going to produce some of the best writing I've done in the horror space over the next few months. So far, I've plotted about 10 or 11 stories, very varied in content and scope. And, you know, it's definitely dealing with very dark, very thematically challenging story questions. They're terrifying, thought-provoking, and it's fantastic that now, if you've been following the social media pages, that I have a Horrid Cycles section on the website where I can catalogue my own work. And also, I've catalogued the work of other writers in what I call weird fiction, which is a modern form of horror. So it's a great resource for people who want to read other works of weird horror fiction or want to become writers in that space. So there's a lot of writers there to read. And most importantly, with this golden, I'm bringing this up because of the golden run of horror stories we're going to produce in the short form over the next few months, it gives me a place to catalogue my work. So by the end of the year, people can go and see what stories I produce in the old weird genre and the new weird genre, and the distinctions of this. If you don't know about it, I strongly urge you to visit indianoir.com. Part of the reason why I'm not telling you this is so you go there and you see how awesome that Horrid Cycles section is. It's a rabbit hole. Once you go there, there is so much reading for you to do, so many new writers to explore, so many new story worlds to explore. And especially if you're a writer aspiring to be in this space, a remarkable resource. I don't think there's anything like that for Indian artists in India. So please make use of that. Lots of surprising story events ahead in all three genres, crime, horror, fantasy. You're just going to be blown away by some of the story universes we are going to explore. And that was the big wish of, big compliment that I got at the end of His Night Begins as well. People were sad to see it go, but they just couldn't wait to find out what we've got cooking in our Indian Noir kitchen for them to consume next. So plenty, Harshita, plenty.
What about Fear FM? It is such a popular series, and I was wondering if you're going to leave Fear FM fans hanging for long.
Thanks for that question, Harshita. Fear FM, super popular series with so many fans, especially a lot of new fans I'm discovering who are such huge fans of the show. I mean, they send through fan art and they're writing to discuss how they listen to the stories with their family and explore some of the themes. I mean, you know, these are things that you don't expect from a horror story, but it's just the nature of Indian noir storytelling and genre. There's always some kind of social commentary, a discussion of themes about, you know, human existence, our society, societal problems. So because it is such a thematically rich horror series, I'm not surprised that it's so popular. And with regards to, its continuance, I've always maintained this. It's a show. Of all the stories in Indian Noir, it's going to last the longest for many, many years because it's an interconnected, sprawling narrative that'll explore the truth behind what's happening in Naragarnia Forest and why it's spitting forth so many demons and demonic entities and why the people in the city are suffering so much because of the existence of this evil place. But it'll take a lot of stories to complete that picture. So there's definitely work coming in the space. And it is not a surprise. I've previously said this. The next story cycle in Fear FM is the Ektaji trilogy. So, you know, I think Ektaji is such a great Indian superhero in a lot of ways. I know she's not in a cape, but she's a psychic, tantrika, superhero who helps people in trouble while they are most distressed, while they're in the grip of an evil manifestation. So, so excited for it. All I can tell you is that the background work is on. I have plotted the first part of the trilogy. I will release it when I feel the time is right, when people have enjoyed the short form series a lot and are ready to get back into long form storytelling. And when I feel like I'm energized to do it as well. So that'll be great. I can't wait to go back to that universe. I love it. I really love it. There's nothing quite like it. There's nothing quite like writing it either. Particularly because I know I can, as I'm writing it, I can already anticipate some of the messages I'm going to get. You know, I've always said this is a two-way street. Magic is created when the stories I tell interact with the imaginations of my listeners, and they come back with such insights that then inform my writing and my artistic career. So, you know, just, you know, wait and watch the space. But it's there. It's coming soon. It's coming soon. Ektaji Trilogy. It's going to be fantastic.
Thanks, Nikesh. And thank you, listeners, for tuning into Postmortem. I'm your host, Harshita Jain, and you will be hearing from me soon. Ciao.